Are there any log jams in how you actually process, in a physical sense, your snail mail, the mail that comes into your physical mailbox, the mail that then you or somebody in your family retrieves and takes it into your home or your office? Think for a moment, if you will, about the process that is represented by how you process your snail mail. Are you satisfied with the flow that is represented in how you process your mail? If so, this meditation today is not for you. But if not, it is. Are there any log jams in how you treat the physical mail that you receive? What's the flow? What's the processing? Once the mail is received in the mailbox, once the mail is brought into the house, what happens to it? Does the mail pile up in a corner or on the counter day after day? Is the mail attended to as it is received, or is it shoved aside? What happens to the junk mail, the mail you did not request, the mail you do not wish to even open? Is that mail discarded immediately? And if so, where? Where does that mail go? Is there a flow? Is there a system for how you process your snail mail? Once you see in the stack of mail there to be a bill that needs to be paid, where does that go to? Is there a process, is there a flow to receiving that bill, paying that bill, and then sending it off to be received? What's the process you use in receiving, discarding, and processing the snail mail that you receive? Does it lie around the house collecting dust, unread, or if read, partially opened? What's the process you use? Does it flow, or do you find frustration? Ready to pay a bill and can't find it? What happened to it? There must be some flaw, some log jam in how you process your mail. Reevaluate that system today. Make at least one change or two if you are dissatisfied with how you process your mail. Allow the processing to flow unobstructed. Clear the log jams. Allow the mail to move in and move out with ease, with effort. No stress, no strain. Enhance the flow as you process your mail, and you will immediately enhance the flow of life force through your physical body. Make entrainment work for you. Pay attention to what is there outside of your body and celebrate the wonderful miracle of what is possible in transforming what is happening inside your physical body. Allow the communication system of your neural networks to begin functioning smoothly as the flow is enhanced. Make entrainment work for you. Pay attention to what you do with the mail when it is received today. Just one small change can have a huge impact on how you feel today. This is Parkinson's Recovery, and this is, of course, Robert Rogers. Good day.